We know that everything has its own essential image. Chair, table, lamp, telephone, book, house, man. They are all entire worlds with their own rhythms and their own orbits. That is why we, in creating things, take away from them the labels of their owners. All accidental and local, leaving only the reality of the constant rhythms of the forces in them. Thence, in painting, we renounce color as a pictorial element. Color is the idealized optical surface of objects, an exterior and superficial impression of them. Color is accidental, and it has nothing in common with the innermost essence of a thing. We affirm that the tone of a substance, i.e., its light-absorbing material body, is its only pictorial reality. We renounce in a line its descriptive value. In real life, there are no descriptive lines. Description is an accidental trace of a man on a thing. It is not bound up with the essential life and constant structure of the body. Descriptiveness is an element of a graphic illustration and decoration. We affirm the line only as a direction of the static forces in their rhythms, in the object. We renounce volume as a pictorial and plastic form of space. One cannot measure space in volumes, as one cannot measure liquid in yards. Look at our space. What is it if not one continuous depth? We affirm depth as the only pictorial and plastic form of space. 4. We renounce in sculpture the mass as a sculptural element. It is known to every engineer that the static forces of a solid body and its material strength do not depend on the quantity of the mass. An example, a ray, a T-beam, etc. But you, sculptors, of all shades and directions, you still adhere to the age-old prejudice that you cannot free the volume of mass. Here in this exhibition, we take four planes and we construct with them the same volume as the 4 tons of mass. Thus, we bring back to sculpture the line as a direction, and in it we affirm depth as the one form of space. We renounce the 1,000-year-old delusion in art that held that static rhythms as the only element of the plastic and pictorial art. We affirm in these arts a new element, the kinetic rhythms, as the basic form of our perception of real time. These are the 5 fundamental principles of our work and our constructive technique. Today, we proclaim our word to you people in the squares and on the streets. We are placing our work, convinced that art must not remain a sanctuary for the idle, a consolation for the weary, and a justification for the lazy. Art should attend us everywhere that life flows and acts, at the bench, at the table, at work, at rest, at play. on working days and holidays, at home and on the road, in order that the flame to live should not extinguish in mankind.